from the Himkun mountain came a man of God, messenger of courage, rider of wrong, with the strength of a lion and the heart of a sage, in the truth of the one God, Guru Gobind Singh. Turned us into soldiers, made us into saints, liberator of darkness, destroyer of our fate. In the heat of the battle, in the eye of the storm, make your stand with courage, and God will take you.
Waguru Jiga Khalsa, Waguru Jiga Fateh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Seek Within. I'm your host, Dr. Savvy. As per normal, we have got three parts to the program. In the first part, we have Understanding Sikhism. We follow that with a Shabad translation, and the final part of the program happens to be inspirational words and inspirational songs. In the first part of the program, we're going to be looking at an excellent piece written recently. I found it in SikhiWiki.org. It's a great website, SikhiWiki.org. The article is written by Maheep Singh, PhD, and it's called Guru Nanak, Bridge Across All Faiths. In the second part of the program, we've got a Shabad, and this one's sung by Harjinder Singh from Srinagar. In the final part of the program, I discovered this most amazing song recently. I was actually listening to it on SeekNet Radio, which you can get as an iPhone application, or you can actually go to the SeekNet.com Gurbani website, which is SeekNet.com/Gurbani. And it's a song called Spirit of the Khalsa. So let's start off with the first part of the program. As I said at the beginning of the program, this particular article was found on SikhiWiki.org. It's called Guru Nanak, Bridge Across All Faiths, written by Maheep Singh, PhD. In one of his compositions, Guru Nanak said, "As long as we are in this world, we should listen to others and say something to them. This is the basic principle of dialogue, of exchange of opinions or ideas." During his 40 lengthy journeys to the East, South, North and West, he opened a dialogue with all the existing faiths, not only in today's empirical or utilitarian language, but in ethical and spiritual language capable of expressing human realities and spiritual values. He filled the interreligious space with love, ethical humanism and spirituality. He approached every religion as his own and presented his own faith and philosophy as everyone's religion in a crucible of eternal youth. Visits to various holy centers. He traveled to various centers of religious pilgrimage. His dialogue with pundits, sadhus and yogis of every sect, as with mullahs, peers and qazis, continued throughout his life. He visited the places of pilgrimage Kushtetra, Mutra, Hardwar, Benares, Gaya, as well as those in Bengal, Assam, Sri Lanka. He visited the Sufi establishments at Pak Batan and Multan and shrine sites along the west coasts of India. He travelled beyond India in the west to Mecca, Medina and Baghdad. There are accounts of still further travels to the east, to Tibet and China. He reached Mount Sumer and had a long dialogue with Siddhas, hermits. He recorded his discourses with Siddhas in his famous composition, Siddha Gusht. Guru Nanak won over all by the power of loving devotion. He was not a sectarian reformer attached to one community of faith or part of the world. He was a preacher of the divine, reality transcending all peculiarities of race or clan. In his encounter with yogis, siddhas, Vandanists, Vishnavas, Shaivas, Buddhists, Jains, different sects of Muslims, Guru Nanak told them that religion is without its moorings till it joins the main life current of humanity and socially and spiritually insinuates itself into them. While Guru Nanak changed old beliefs into new ones by the infusion of values, he projected his perennial wisdom into the stream of consciousness of other faiths by telling them how they could become true Muslims, good Hindus, or enlightened yogis. Every religion, at its ethical and spiritual best, mingled with the religion of Guru Nanak and Guru Nanak's religion, appeal to the people of every faith as their own at its best. Guru Nanak does not ask man to deny the temporal existence, but urges him not to succumb to the fascination of the visible and the exterior, but to turn towards the inner light and music that man has received from God, and move towards a more and more complete interiority, which leads him to the vision of reality. Man has to breathe and live in two worlds simultaneously, the temporal and the spiritual. In Guru Nanak's time, Indian society was caste-ridden and had divided itself into countless watertight compartments. Men were considered high and low on account of their birth and not according to their deeds. Equality of human beings was a dream. As the caste system was not based on divine love for all, Guru Nanak condemned it. He aimed at creating a classless and casteless society in which all were equal and where one member did not exploit the other. By his magnetic personality, Guru Nanak had fascinated millions of people in his own lifetime. He was adored by Hindus as well as by Muslims. A couplet became very popular in the Punjab. Guru Nanak, Shah Fakir, Hindu ka Guru, Musliman ka Peer. The impact of Guru Nanak has been described by Guru Das, poet and near contemporary, in picturesque stanza by Guru Das's Var. As Guru Nanak made his appearance in the world, there was light everywhere. As when the sun rises, the stars vanish and darkness retreats. Wheresoever the Guru set his foot, that spot became sanctified. Spots, once sacred to the Siddhas, do celebrate Nanak now. Every home is turned into a dharamsala, and every day into the festival of praise to the divine. By manifesting the eternal name, the Guru has redeemed all the four corners and all the nine realms of the earth. God's own witness has appeared in the Kali age. You can find out lots of information at sikhiwiki.org. Let's move on to the next part of the program, which happens to be a Shabad translation. This particular Shabad happens to be called Guru Bin Awa Nahi Man Tao. It's actually sung by Harjinder Singh, Srinagar.
गुर बिन अवर नाही मैं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम मेरी पूजा गुर गोविंद गुर मेरी पूजा गुर गोविंद गुर मेरा पार ब्रह्म गुर भगवंत गुर मेरा पार ब्रह्म गुर भगवंत बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊं आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुर नाम गुर मेरा ज्ञान गुर हृदय ध्यान गुर मेरा ज्ञान गुर हृदय ध्यान गुर गोपाल पुरख भगवान गुर गोपाल आन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं तो अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं तो अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं तो अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुरबोहित तारे पव पार गुरबोहित तारे पव पार गुर सेवा जमते छुटकार गुर सेवा जमते छुटकार अंधकार मंत्र उजारा अंधकार में गुर मंत्र उजारा गुर के संग सगल निस्तारा गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊ अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊ अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊ अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊ अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु गुरपूरा पाए वडभागी गुरपूरा पाए वडभागी गुर की सेवा भूख न लागी गुर की सेवा भूख न लागी गुर का शब्द ना मेट कोए गुरु नानक नानक हर सोए गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊ अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊ अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं ताऊ अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम गुर बिन अवर नाहीं मैं अनदिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम, अनदिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम, अनदिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम, गुरु बिन अवर नहीं मैं काम, अनदिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम, गुरु बिन अवर नहीं मैं अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम, अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम, अन दिन जपूं गुरु गुरु नाम, गुरु 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 गुरु
Translation. Fifth Mahila. I worship and adore my Guru. The Guru is the Lord of the universe. My Guru is the Supreme Lord God. The Guru is the Lord God. My Guru is divine, invisible, and mysterious. I serve at the Guru's feet, which are worshipped by all. Without the Guru, I have no other place at all. Night and day, I chant the name of Guru. Pause. The Guru is my spiritual wisdom. The Guru is the meditation within my heart. The Guru is the Lord of the world, the primal being, the Lord God. With my palms pressed together, I remain in the Guru's sanctuary. Without the Guru, I have no other at all. The Guru is the boat to cross over the terrifying world ocean. Serving the Guru, one is released from the messenger of death. In the darkness, the Guru's mantra shines forth. With the Guru, all are saved. The perfect Guru is found by great good fortune. Serving the Guru, pain does not afflict anyone. No one can erase the word of the Guru's Shabad. Nanak is the Guru. Nanak is the Lord himself. Let's move on to the next part of the program. That happens to be called Inspirational Words and Inspirational Songs. As I said right at the beginning of the program, I discovered this really nice song. It's actually sung by Guru Shabad Singh Khalsa, and it's called Spirit of the Khalsa. And when you listen to the words, it really makes you think about Sikhism, makes you think about the sacrifices of Guru Gobind Singh, and it really tells us about the importance of Sikhi. I really like that song, and I hope you do as well.
From the Himkut Mountain came a man of God, messenger of courage, righter of wrong, with the strength of a lion and the heart of a sage, in the truth of the one God, Guru Gobind Singh. Turned us into soldiers, made us into saints, liberator of darkness, destroyer of our fate. In the heat of the battle, in the eye of the storm, make your stand with courage, and God will take you home. By the sword we're givers and saints, stand through the test of time and space, giving it everything we got, over and over again. That's the spirit of the Khalsa, being pure when nothing's pure at all, rising to meet the challenge ahead, over and over again. Sons of the Guru laid it on the line, in the battle for freedom they were ready to die. In the light of their spirits beat the heart of a lion, whose fearlessness and courage came from their love of God. By the sword we're givers and saints, stand through the test of time and space, giving it everything we got, over and over again. That's the spirit of the Khalsa, being pure when nothing's pure at all, rising to meet the challenge ahead, over and over again. Children of God were bricked up alive, God's light in their faces, courage in their eyes. With the love of the Guru they beat the test of time, noble was their sacrifice, pure their heart and mind. We live by the sword, we're givers and saints, stand through the test of time and space, giving it everything we got, over and over again. That's the spirit of the Khalsa, being pure when nothing's pure at all, rising to meet the challenge ahead, over and over. All alone in the forest, all alone with God, in his hour of darkness, everything was gone. They tried to break his spirit, but couldn't touch it at all. You can stand like a mountain when you belong to by the sword, we're givers and saints, stand through the test of time and space, giving it everything we got, over and over again. That's the spirit of the Khalsa, being pure when nothing's pure at all, rising to meet the challenge ahead, over and over again.
footsteps we follow, in their path do we walk, marching into the future, giving all to God. Till the sun sets tomorrow, we'll remember them all as the saints and the martyrs who gave it all to God. We live by the sword, we're givers and saints, stand through the test of time and space, giving it everything we got over and over again. That's the spirit of the Causa, being pure when nothing's pure at all, rising to meet the challenge ahead over and over again, over and over again. That's the Causa spirit.
Well, that's it. That's the end of the program. If you'd like to contact me, you can contact me at seekwithin@yahoo.com. Simply send me an email or head by the website at www.seekwithin.com. Waiguji ga Khalsa, Waiguji ki Fateh.
We're keeping up again. A mountain.